10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I was listening to some old DMX. He happened to be on that. There's a lot of old Jay-Z popping up on Tidal. Sorry for those of you who don't have it.
That's okay.
Where did the new Kanye album get dropped on? Was it Tidal?
Wave.
It's on everything.
What the fuck is Wave?
Wave is an app.
It's the driving direction.
I thought it came out on everything.
Well, the initial first.
Oh, we're recording now. Kanye exclusively drops his record on a Maps app.
What?
No. Listen to Kanye while you travel through the city.
We're not okay.
Waves.
No more Kanye.
Exclusive.
Yeah,
Kanye.
No more Kanye.
Streaming live. Night, 9 p.m.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to a long sleeve short.
That's a little side dish.
A little side. A little something on the side for you. As always, my name is LP, aka Shades. If you know me,
here with my Torthil, aka T Dot. We got our friend Mark here.
Hi, I'm Mark, aka Mark.
Great. And if necessary, we have our good friend Kiko.
Hi, I'm Kiko.
Yes, he will be chiming
in. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is great.
Cashing in and cashing out here and there. We're just going to do like a little short cash in, cash out of the week so far. It's been a lot going on over the past weekends and weeks.
So let's start it off hot. Cash in and cash out on women's rights. Or not.
Yes, I am for women's rights.
Cash in.
Yes, cash in.
As always.
Yeah. Okay, that was too easy. All right. Yeah. Next topic.
Make it harder?
No.
I have a strong cash out.
What's that?
I want to cash out on the gigantic apartment complex that's going in on Broad and Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Why? That sounds like I might be cashing it. As of now,
it's an eyesore. And it's going to raise the rent in the city big time.
But I feel like that would bring in revenue and jobs, wouldn't it? For the people that are moving in that can afford to live there, wouldn't that technically?
It was gonna happen.
What would you want in that space?
It's better than a Target.
There's a Target going in the bottom. Yeah, it's a Target and an apartment complex and a parking garage.
There's something else going on like that where Pat's and Geno's is. There's a lot right there that where they're trying to put like
the three baseball diamond.
I don't know. No, there's like a vacant lot right somewhere over there. But they're gonna bring like 21 apartments into like this building right there.
Huh.
Possibly.
Where the park is?
No, there's a lot.
Oh yeah, that dope lot where people sit down and eat pizza.
Yeah.
And
cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
I was worried you were going to say that Pat's and Geno's are building three more on top of Pat's and Geno's to a super Pat's and a super Geno's.
Actually,
I don't know. Saturday might be lit.
Saturday, 4 a.m. is always lit.
Woo!
Coming out of getting started.
What's that bar over there? Not sidecar. It's a
garage.
Ray's
garage.
Happy birthday.
And
what?
And
that's the next
block. It's a thing. It's actually the way it goes. Start a garage, go to Ray's, 12 steps down.
Yeah.
Then probably swing back up for a steak.
Because you end your night at 12 steps, so you can smoke and cigarettes inside.
That's right.
Okay.
So by the end of the night, all hope is lost.
Yeah, we'll have to do a field study, and for our next short, we'll talk about if we survive.
And did you really serve food at 12 steps down?
No,
that's crazy.
Do you get cash? I don't have anything right
serve
now.
Serve food at McDonald's too, but do you eat it?
You can't smoke in McDonald's.
Depending on which McDonald's you're in.
Do we cash in or cash out? Do we cash in or cash out on McDonald's?
Cash out.
Cash out.
Why would I ever cash out? Why do you cash out?
Hold on.
You love
yeah.
Yeah,
why would I?
Yeah, you.
It just got real tense in this.
Yeah. Cash in Checkers. Why cash out McDonald's?
I love cash in Checkers, cash in McDonald's. Why would I get rid of McDonald's?
Cash in Wendy's.
Cash in Wendy's.
No.
If
cash out McDonald's.
No. Did McDonald's, out what did McDonald's do?
I don't know.
Taco
they gave
Bell as well.
They gave Chrissy Teigen another check. I don't know. I cash in on Sonic and Red Robin.
Yo. Happy Sonic. Hour at Sonic.
Either one.
Yeah.
Sonic.
That's really? The best.
I had Red Robin over the weekend after on my way home from that Kendrick concert.
Is Shout Applebee's doing dollar margaritas still?
I think they're doing $8 burgers. Something like that. Any burger, $8. Applebee's.
Yeah, do you cash in on school?
Cash
school
out.
School stabbings now. There's cash a kid. Out. Yeah, there's a
school. Why do we say school safety? Do we cash in or cash out? Yeah, school's a, big
yeah,
safe.
Cash in or cash out? School safety.
I cash out on the fact that I don't think schools are as safe as they used to be.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Well, it's for cool. sure, they're losing funding.
There was a kid right. who just got stabbed in the hallway locally at Uncle Darby funded. High school.
Yeah, but they're like...
Schools get enough money. Schools get the money they should.
The
you
last
think so?
Time,
even to pay like all the teachers?
Schools definitely get the money that they... Ooh. Hello? Okay, yeah. Schools definitely, if anything, they're getting overpaid. Have you seen this? Have you seen some of the technologies that they have in these schools?
Dude... I'm talking about like the whole teacher strike and all that shit that's been happening. Those schools that have been getting shut down in Philadelphia.
They need what are the teachers? Why are the teachers mad?
I'm saying why do they shut down? Is it just because like not enough kids were going to school? Is it because they didn't have enough? Because
the schools are failing, so close them shits.
The only thing that I've seen. I live in Lansdowne, like west right outside the city, and. I went to pay parking tickets a few weeks ago, and you have to pay your parking tickets at the police station. And then the woman in front of me at the police station was screaming at the lady behind the desk about how bad of an education her children are getting in the school district, which would be Upper Darby High School. And she was just yelling about how much she pays in property tax versus how little her kids are learning in school and how like upset she is that she would... have to pay a lot of money to get her kids into a private school to get a basic education.
Yeah,
it's, and that's all that I've really like personally heard people complain about it.
But with this safety, it's mainly public schools that all these attacks have been happening, and that what it's mainly public schools that don't have enough safety. Is that that's what it seems?
Yeah, it like, used to be. I mean, it's. Public schools, like in the outer city limits, like the not inner city public schools, that are having these problems. Basically, like the like suburban public schools.
Yeah, I think a lot of the.
But isn't it the argument that schools don't have enough money to pay their teachers properly? Why would they have enough money to pay for more security?
But should security be more first?
Like.
Yeah, what should we be focusing on? Should we be focusing on the security of our students or their actual...
I mean, the government has the money to allocate.
Security funding.
Security and security teachers, should be easy. But it's not going to security and to teachers.
I mean, it always reminds me of something I mentioned like on one of our previous episodes about how like it was frowned upon about walking to a school with a metal detector. And now it's like these... suburban schools are crying for that now.
Alright, listen. No, man. Mean Girls, she adapted it from a book called Queen Bee.
Oh, yeah?
Get your fucking shit straight.
Cash in.
I love Mean Girls. I'm sorry.
So you cash out on Tina Fey? Oh, man. When Tina Fey comes up to this podcast, I'm going to be like, yeah.
She didn't write. I'd
be like, Kiko, cash out on you, girl. I don't know.
It was adapted.
But still, what about
Queen Bee? Come on. You guys didn't know this?
Cash out. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Is it canceled?
It's canceled.
I'm upset. I wish that was going on, but you know.
When's the last time you heard somebody talk about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
What do you mean? Talk about it? Because we were waiting for the new season to drop. So whose fault is that?
Because I was waiting for the new season.
I don't remember the last time.
Yeah, because I watched the end. I binge watched all both seasons.
Man, I can't wait till the third season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt comes out.
Dude, I couldn't even stand one episode.
Listen, I'm not harping on
it. I don't even know what you guys are talking
like,
about.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You never have to. It's canceled.
I don't even need to look back. Never look back.
It's Hollywood.
Cash in. No, not looking back.
Cash in Atlanta, the TV show.
Atlanta, the TV show is shit.
Everything Donald Glover touches. Yeah.
Good.
Everything Donald Glover touches except for Star Wars.
Except for Star Wars.
It did not do well.
Was his part good, though?
I haven't seen it.
I think he's getting a solo movie.
Oh, really?
Solo. I haven't seen it. apparently, it's the least grossing Star Wars film in the franchise.
Why are people so racist?
The only Star Wars to not make a profit.
Yeah.
And
that's right. Like making history, baby. Making history as a black actor. That's right. Grab all them categories.
Whole marketing campaign.
Should he have taken the role?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
Why not? Yeah. Why not?
I'm just wondering.
I'm going to automatically say yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's how you...
He's going to be in another one.
Yeah, Star Wars is like the rite of passage.
I can't wait
to... Christian Hayden's like a guy only exists in our reality because he was in a Star Wars movie. That's the only reason. Otherwise, that guy doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Wait, who?
The guy who played Anakin Skywalker.
Oh,
he has nothing.
It's the only reason he exists in this reality.
Dang, that sucks. Mm. It's like a member. It's like being a member of S Club 7.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, see?
S Club 7.
Listen, I love all seven members. Seven members of a group. That's a lot. Listen. Anyway.
Can you name all seven? I'll give you $20 right now.
Rachel, Bradley, Joe, Hannah.
Phone.
Ah, my God.
Come on. Sorry.
Look at you. You're the man.
Tina, that's five. I don't know. I can't.
Joe,
forgive me.
Joe and Steve.
Yeah, some white people say
Joe and Steve.
Anyway, cash out. I cash in on not looking back. You know, you gotta look towards the future and move forward. Keep pushing. Keep swimming.
That's right.
Keep swimming.
I cash in on fruity beers and ciders for the summer.
Whoa. Big really?
Time. I got Shandies. A fridge full of them.
Shandies. Get out of town.
You do?
Sours.
Well,
goats.
This has been a great episode. We have to go now.
Can't do sours. Sours
are
like
wild.
Yep. Sours are too much for me.
Cash out. Yeah, lagers and stouts. Your time is up.
It's clear
drinks.
For now, you could say for time
it's on the rock season.
But I like lager for the meal.
Welcome
to. You know? A light lager.
Yeah.
The meal.
Sure.
It's nice.
That's fine.
I don't drink beer when I eat. I don't drink when I eat.
I don't really drink.
Yeah.
When I do drink, it's usually when I eat.
It's normally when I'm at work.
Or when the sun is out. Or the day off.
So, there's the things. Like, I only drink on the days that anyone. Why?
Yeah.
I did recently get into natural wine, and I will totally cash in on organic.
Do you stomp the grapes wine. Yourself?
No.
You squish them in your toes?
No. Then that ain't natural.
The bottle has a cool design on it and tastes like kombucha.
But it's wine.
It's really good.
I give all my coins to kombucha.
Dude, no, I'm telling you.
Take it. Take all my. Oh, so good.
$30 a pop.
My girlfriend makes kombucha in our house.
And jars.
The only room that's hot enough in the house to keep it at like the temperature is the bathroom. So there's a bunch of kombucha jars
awesome.
In our bathroom at all times. Cash out on bathroom kombucha.
I like that. I'll cash out hard on that.
Bathroom.
Don't tell her I said that.
Cool. We'll just not send her the link, I guess. I don't.
That'll be the test. If I come home from work and I get slapped, I'll know she listened.
Yes.
To this.
Yes. Thank you for taking one for the.
What you we appreciate about?
You just gave her the right.
What'd you
do
in
that?
Your podcast? Your talk about
global warming.
Sports. So we got sports. Game 3 tonight.
Hey, basketball.
Basketball.
What is sports?
NBA.
I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Who's that?
Golden State sweeps.
Golden State,
Golden State sweeps. Yeah.
When your whole team is clicking like Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to put my LeBrons that I just bought on eBay into the closet for the summer.
No, I'm here for King James.
I believe
we're making bold statements. I believe JR will have an amazing game tonight.
I
predict George Hill will at least have 12 points.
Can I tell you something random? So Delaware is one of the first states that legalized sports gambling since the new change. And tonight's going to be the first night that they're like going to be active with it. And it's game 3. So how big do you think that's
in Delaware?
No.
So can
this
we
is
all
the start.
Place bets right now?
This is the start.
You can go to Delaware and place bets.
No, should we just go and like watch?
Can we cancel this podcast and get in my car and go make a bunch of money?
I think we should do that and then continue the podcast either when, while we're there
with monocles after
yeah. or afterwards.
Yeah, it's like, how do you feel about being able to bet?
I come back, y'all.
We'll play some bet.
But no, yeah, that's the thing.
Come in.
What do you think Pennsylvania's gonna vote?
They said Pennsylvania, if they go for it, it will have something like a 30% tax.
They're starting to build a new casino in South Philly.
Like sports betting will have like a very heavy taxation rate in Pennsylvania.
It's like 30%.
Yeah, they said that your best bet would be to go to Delaware or to New Jersey to place bets on sports games.
Delaware it is.
Delaware, was it? They're not taxing it at all in Delaware?
Hey, well,
I don't know.
It's the first state.
They said that New Jersey is going to be like 5% and then PA would be like 30. Like, it, like that's how big of a percentage difference it would be between the two states. I mean, nothing's finalized, but...
yeah. Delaware. Okay. Good old Delaware.
Delaware. Delaware or Jersey?
I like Delaware. I cash in on Delaware. I like it. Sports, it's nice down there. Yeah. It's quiet.
It's not New Jersey.
But yeah, who wants to go play some bets? You can place like I bet LeBron James makes the first points for the Cavaliers.
Those are the weirdest bets.
You can make those bets. Yeah, I put $50 that LeBron James makes the first shot.
What kind of
the chef of my kitchen bet $400 on the Rockets, and as it was going south at halftime, he bet $800 on the other team, and at the end of the game, he broke even. I think that's how it went. But
what an exhilarating like 40 minutes that must have been. For that.
He was just cursing at the
for
bars.
For that $1,200, man.
The restaurant. The head chef comes running out of the kitchen screaming at the TV. It's not a good look for your bar.
Yeah, broke you, but it's like a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, do you really
just paid more to break even? Like,
he kept pacing the bar while there's like a bunch of people like at the bar just eating and like drinking. And the head chef in full chef's gear is pacing the bar.
Does he?
And every time the other team is like scoring, he's like slapping his fingers, going, "Come on, come on!"
Oh my lord! See,
and all the people keep turning around, being like, "You know this guy?" I'm like, "Hey, he's cooking your food. He's the chef. It's okay."
Oh, holy moly. Must be good.
It's wild.
Dang.
It's a fun time.
I cash in on the food there, I guess. Mark, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
For last minute. Oh, listen, for everyone that's listening to this, there a bunch of shit happened beforehand, and Mark stepped in at the last minute to be like the guest, so shout-outs.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right, sorry.
So shout out cool. to you. Do you have any shout outs? Have anything you want to tell the people about?
Generally?
Yes.
Shout outs.
Absolutely.
Shout outs to my girlfriend, if she's listening. Shout outs to... Oh man, I don't know. Shout outs to the Long Sleeve Service Podcast.
All right, thanks. It's not about it.
Shout outs to... Y'all should buy some t-shirts once they get them up. I don't know who's making them, but they're going to look nice.
For those of you who don't know, Mark made the first run, the OG stencils for the shirt. So if you have one, if you know.
If you want a bootleg, long sleeve service, shirt, sure, send me up. Instagram.
Where can they find you at?
My handle for everything is at not Mark Walsh. It's really me, though.
Mm. Check your weekly cash in, cash out.
Yeah. I'm going to do them on Thursday while I'm driving around getting vegan pastries from various locations.
I'm excited for that. Yeah, tune into that. Ooh, yeah.
Cash in. I'm gonna do a shameless plug. Actually, well, that's not
Nothing is shameful.
There is a vegan pastry spot in Northern Liberties called The Kettle Black.
Yeah.
Right on 2nd Street by Spring Garden.
It's like right by 700.
That's three tiers of vegan pastries, just saying.
I didn't know it was vegan.
Wow. Monday, closed. Tuesday, Wednesday.
They
are open Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It's closed Monday?
Thursday. No, closed Friday. Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh.
They just updated their hours.
Wow. What is it called?
The Kettle Black.
Cool. Yeah. Done.
Cash in vegan pastries.
Do you have any last words?
No.
Okay, great.
I'm out.
Do that. All right. We love you. Don't forget to listen to all of our episodes anywhere that you can listen to podcasts, Apple, Anchor, SoundCloud, Spotify.
Sure. Websites up.
Websites up. Go listen. Go look at that. Sure, stay tuned for the websites because we got some big things coming for the summer. Pun the summertime.
Tasting.
Wine. Yeah. What? Yeah. We got a whole bunch of Mr. International. Oh shit! Then it got me started. Mr. International. Mornings with Wen in the streets and tastings. So we got. So, yeah. We have to go. I'm getting excited. We love you. Bye.